Unit 1. The Story of Numbers.
Do you believe that some numbers are lucky or unlucky? If you answered yes to this question, you are certainly not alone. Superstitions about numbers are common in many societies. For example, many people in Western countries believe that the number 13 is unlucky. They believe 13 people should never sit at a table together, and that terrible things will happen on Friday the 13th. Some buildings do not even assign a 13th floor. Similarly, in Chinese and Japanese culture, the number 4, which sounds like the word for death, is often considered unlucky. On the other hand, 7 is considered a lucky number in Western countries. In China, 8 is a lucky number because it sounds like the word prosper. In ancient times, it was quite common to believe in the magical power of numbers. It was believed that some numbers could let you know the future or show the hidden side of a person's personality. Numerology, the art of reading the power in numbers, was often practiced in Jewish tradition and among Greek mathematicians. Today, many of those who still practice numerology use a system that equates each letter of the alphabet to one of the numbers 1 through 8. Here is an example of how this system of numerology works. In order to find the number related to a person's name, first assign the correct number to each letter of the name using the following chart. 1. A, I, Q, J, Y. 2. B, K, R. 3. C, G, L, S. 4. D, T, M. 5. E, H, N. 6. U, V, W, X. 7. O, Z. 8. F, P. For example, take the name John. J equals 1, O equals 7, H equals 5, and N equals 5. Add these numbers together to give a total of 18. Because 18 is larger than 9, add the two digits so that 1 plus 8 equals 9. Therefore, 9 is the number that represents the name John. Each number from 1 to 9 shows a different type of personality. 1 is the number of a leader, someone who is ambitious, independent, and self-sufficient, but who might have a tendency to be bossy. 2 represents a person who is supportive, diplomatic, and analytical. This person makes a good partner, but may tend to be lonely. 3 is a social person who is outgoing, enthusiastic, sociable, and enjoys life. On the negative side, this number person may lack self-discipline. A person whose name equals 4 is practical, traditional, and serious. They work hard to get things done, but may be uncomfortable when they don't have a routine. 5s are adventurous, daring, and good at getting people to go along with them. However, they tend to get bored easily. 6 is a happy number. This type of person is peaceful, caring, and reliable. On the negative side, they may sometimes end up feeling taken advantage of. 7 is the number for a person who prefers to be alone. This kind of person is a thinker and is often quite spiritual. On the other hand, they may be worried about not being good enough. 8 shows a person who is good with money and can be quite decisive. On the other hand, this kind of person can tend to lack empathy for other people. 9 is the number of someone who is creative and multi-talented and wants to improve the world. This person would make a good community leader, but needs to take care of small details as well as looking at the big picture. Is there any truth to numerology? Although very popular, it has never been scientifically proven, and skeptics doubt it has any validity at all. They ask, if numerology is universally true, then how does it account for variations in the number obtained for an object or person from translating a word between different languages? Still, For many people, numerology remains a very entertaining way to get some insight into your personality.